Okay, so we're going to leave the metamodel for a bit and come back to change personal history. And yesterday, Rhea asked me to do a second demonstration. I did one with, who is the first one I did? Huh?
Lindsay,
and she's gone, yes. Where we used an unresourceful situation or feeling. So with Lindsay, it was speaking in front of a group. That shaky feeling she got. I helped her access that, anchored it. We took it back in time and to find the earliest experience, and the earliest she could find was only 7 years ago. She had reported that before this, she had been very confident and had no trouble speaking, if you remember. I asked her to kind of zoom back in time with that feeling and see if it came from anything earlier. And if you think about it, oftentimes as a kid, you aren't expected to present yourself in front of a group. Now, I started playing the piano when I was 5, and I was in piano recitals from the time I was really little. So I was one of those exceptions, not that I was speaking in front of a group, but I had to present myself regularly in front of a group. I think that's one of the reasons I don't have any trauma in presenting myself, because I've been doing it since I was so small I didn't know to get scared. I really didn't, you know. My parents would, somebody would come over to visit, oh, Susie will play you a tune on the piano. And I did, you know, and I didn't think anything about it, and I didn't get frightened. So, but many times in childhood, you don't have the experience to present yourself in front of a group. I know a lot of people have fear of that. So that's a good one to work with. Anyway, we went back, and the earliest experience Lindsay could find was that of 7 years ago when she was having to talk about herself personally. So you dissociate the person. Have them run a movie over there of what actually happened in this earliest experience so they can review what they did then and what may have created it, so that then you can decide what resource was needed in that earlier experience. What if you had had it? And actually, we can go back and give a child resources that you go, oh, a child could never possibly have had that. Doesn't matter, because what we're doing is we're updating the way we feel about it now. We're updating unpleasant feelings. So you go, well, a child couldn't have felt confident. Well, give them confidence anyway, because you'll find they really could have. You access that resource, help the person access it, think of a time when they had it, or imagine having it, and you anchor that in a different, with a different kinesthetic anchor. We don't use this anchor anymore once we found the experience. And once you have anchored that resource, then you have the person imagine, I like to do it in this order, have them see it first, see themselves being more resourceful over there, and then actually relive it or step into that experience using this anchor to recode that earlier childhood experience, whatever it was. Once you have done that, then you future pace it to say, again, what will it be like for you in the future when you think of being in this kind of circumstance again? Now, just like we had done with all the other anchoring, you want a break state and test to make sure you have the anchor before you proceed to do the process. And we did the same thing with Dave. It was over, you know, presenting to investors. And how far back did we go? 3 or 4, didn't we? Yeah. So he went much further back in time to a child that we added resources to. So you saw it twice yesterday. You've heard it explained many times. And since you've been practicing a bit with anchoring, I'm guessing you are ready to do this first. It's like a major change process that you can do to update something that has been unresourceful for you in the past. Questions about how to do it? I think you've got it, right? You're all ready? Now, again, I'm going to suggest again, you choose a different partner, somebody you haven't worked with. We have lots of participants here that you can play with, because you'll discover that some people have more access to the past than others. Some people they're a little easier to anchor than others. It'll give you lots of experience. And we have fine resource people here to assist who have done these processes before. So if something pops up, and you can always call me, you know, I just hang out waiting for somebody to come ask for help, hoping someone will come and ask me a question. And Kevin was suggesting yesterday, when you do this, don't choose the biggest issue in your life, because you're just learning, and the person that's working with you is just learning. But sometimes, you know, you think you've chosen a small issue, and you go back to, oh my goodness, this one's a little bigger than I expected. If you feel comfortable, go right ahead. You can't do any damage. You won't make it worse by adding resources to it. You might not cure the whole thing, heal the whole thing, but you certainly won't make it any worse. Yes, Vivian?
He still had some left over, but compared to yesterday, his smiling face is... What a difference.
We're going to keep talking about you all day. Is that okay, David?
It was really good.
Okay, so find a partner, and I'm thinking I'm going to give you 20 minutes each, and we will see. I will check after 20 minutes if everybody's still in the middle and you're not ready to shift at all, then I won't ring the bell. And because I never know how long it's going to take people when it's the first time they have done a process. So, but we'll shoot for approximately 20 minutes each. Okay, and it's a beautiful day. Get yourself out there in the sunshine. Okay.